On the Rural Radio Network, I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. To do that, we bring in Blake Kopetz from the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, Blake, kind of an interesting week, especially with the first full week of a new administration here. We'll talk about that in a moment. First of all, give us the numbers. Where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago?
Well, we were down across the board. March corn closed at 362.5. That was down 7.25. Beef corn 389.25, that was down 6.5. March beans were 1049.25, that was down 18.25 on the week. November beans were down 3.5 at 1025.25. March wheat came in 434.25, that was down 8.75. And July wheat was off 8 at 458.5.
As mentioned, the Trump administration getting underway with activities and kind of hit the ground running, and a lot of discussion that could potentially affect trade, right, Blake?
That's for sure. Trump came in and is doing what he said. He's trying to manage those trade agreements, backed out of the TPP and talking about NAFTA if he hasn't already. That caused some weakness in grains and all ag markets. Really, the big issue is if we get in a trade war, looking at limiting demand, especially in the exports, in grains, you know, 60% of our beans are exported. China is a big consumer of those, and a lot of times when it's a demand market, if the market's up, kind of the joke is that China's hungry, and if beans are down, China's not hungry. So that's going to be a big impact, and still waiting to see how that shakes out. And then also you have Mexico for Nebraska. You know, Mexico is the second largest export market, a lot of pork as well, cattle. And then you have talk of building a wall. It's just causing some tensions. The U.S. and Mexican president spoke on Friday. I haven't heard any statements about how that went, but a lot of people are saying that Trump will settle down. And it sounds like he's doing something that no president really has and is trying to run it like a business, and he's going to go in and try to get what's best for him in the U.S. and hopefully we'll negotiate and try to meet in the middle somewhere.
Some indications of the grain markets and how they're doing, basis, we'll talk about that in a moment, but what are the funds up to? How did they change things here this week, Blake?
Coming into this week, they were net long wheat for the first time since 2014, and in grains and beans, they had the largest long position in 6 months. That really helped move the markets higher and could kind of be seen as a bearish force if there's no more bullish news out there that they might look to unwind some positions, especially if this trade talk ends up being negative and you guys have an opportunity to sell, they might bail on their positions. There's also some inflationary things going out there that should help the market. It might keep them long, but you just never know. As far as basis goes, kind of something funky happened yesterday. You know, basis backed off 10 cents midday. There's just talk that some of the commercial grain traders are finding out that there's a lot more corn out there in the area than originally thought. And actually, wheat basis improved 10 cents. So, you know, wheat demand might be kicking up a little bit.
Very interesting. All right, as we kind of wrap up here, Blake, give us kind of some things to key on. What should we be watching for, or any sort of strategies out there that farmers may consider?
You just got to keep watching politics and money flow right now. There's not a whole lot of new news out. Keep an eye on the South American crop. The drought scares seem to have been overdone. It's not much of a concern, but the flooding there still is. It's tough to quantify. So we just won't know until the combines really start rolling. One thing we like doing this past week is putting floors on all of our old crop bushels that we have left, and we looked at doing just a three-way option spread. You know, it's buying a put, selling out of the money call, and selling out of the money put, and put it on for, depending on how far apart your strikes are, for anywhere from a credit to free to cost maybe up to a nickel. That way you put a floor on, and then if we get some goofy rally, and you get to take advantage of it.
Appreciate the conversation. Thank you much for the information, Blake. Have a good weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
That's Blake Kopetz from the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, you can call him toll-free, 866-574-2724. They also have the website. It's agriskconsulting.net. Here on the Rural Radio Network, that's a market recap. We'll talk to you again next week. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.